Delighted to be speaking today to one of our local actors, Harry Jones. How are you?
I'm very well, Dave. Thank you for having me on.
No problem whatsoever. Now, you're playing the lead in a new version of We Will Rock You, aren't you? You're playing Galileo.
That's right, sir. I am, yes. It's starting this Saturday at the Big Top Arena, which is a new venue at Trentham Gardens. And yes, I'll be playing Galileo.
So, We Will Rock You, obviously, got something to do with it. I have seen it already, but for those who don't know, it's obviously got something to do with Queen. Just to give us a quick resume of what it's all about.
Yes, of course. So it's called a jukebox musical, which is where it's a fictional story with music specifically around a certain genre or a certain artist. In this case, it's all Queen music. So it's a fictional story set in a utopian world where a evil person, the killer Queen in this case, has banned all music from the planet. She's taken over. Everything's gone digital. And a group of bohemians are on a mission to destroy the killer Queen and take back live music. And Galileo is the chosen one, if you like, who is called the Dreamer, and he helps them get there, basically.
Yeah, it's a feel good in the end. It's a bit of a weird one in some ways, I felt, but it really comes out right in the end, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's I know what you mean. It is a funny one at times. The story certainly has some ups and downs, twists and turns, but the characters are more what make it what it is than the story itself. And the performers that are in the show are unbelievably talented, and they really, really do bring the characters to life, which makes the musical so spectacular.
Yeah, and I know even if you're not a great fan of theatre, you enjoy Queen, and even if you don't enjoy Queen, you'll enjoy it because it's a great piece of theatre. It's one for everybody, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and I think that's something that's beautiful about jukebox musicals is in the room you have musical theatre fans, you have people that enjoy going to see musicals, but also you have Queen fans, you have rock music fans, so that it can really be a bit of a experience for everyone. I remember going to see the Meatloaf musical, which is called Bat Out of Hell, in Manchester, and there were people who were just genuine Meatloaf fans there who were singing along to the song. So it really does bring the energy, and I'm really looking forward to experiencing that next week.
Because it was written by Ben Elton, wasn't it? The original play. And I know that when I saw it, he didn't actually come on stage, but his voice came out of the speakers on the stage and said, look, we don't want you singing along, but you can sing along to the last one. We can all guess what the last one was, can't we?
Right, of course, yes. I don't know, no spoilers here, but yes, we can all guess.
Yeah. But, you will get people singing along, nevertheless, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. I mean, especially at the end, yes, I encourage it. This story climaxes, obviously, at the end, and it becomes very feel-good, like you say. But, if people want to sing along, it's so much fun, and there's going to be so many people on the stage singing. I think people just go and have a good time. Why not?
Yeah. Now, you say it's a new venue. It's the Big Top. Is it the Big Top that's there when the circus is there? Is that what it is? Is it remaining there as a theatre venue?
It's essentially the same concept, yes. It's a huge tent marquee. Stage Productions producer Jonathan Heat has rectified it himself. It's not the same, exactly the same venue as the Gandhi Circus, but it does have the same concept. It's a theatre inside a marquee, so it's not in the round in the middle. It's pros, you know. So there'll be a stage at the front and then an auditorium around.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. It isn't in the round. You are. It's a front-facing one.
It's a front-facing. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the concept. Now, Stage Productions that you're with is it's a great production. It's a great company, isn't it? It really is. I've seen several of their productions. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Absolutely, yes. Jonathan at the helm, a very, very ambitious person, very, very driven to put on really good quality productions and to give local people an amazing opportunity to be either a part of it, to people that want to be involved, and of course the people who are coming to see the shows. Up until now, the shows have been put on at the Regent, and people have had the opportunity to go there and watch an incredible musical. And now this opportunity to go to the Trenton Gods and do it in the 10th. But yeah, I love how stage productions really capture the community, get as many people together, and put on really, really high quality shows. And like I say, they, because of that, because of the ambition, because of the quality of the productions, it really attracts talented individuals to want to get involved. And that's what makes the shows just so spectacular.
Yeah, and I can bear witness to that. I mean, I thought Nativity this last Christmas was such an excellent show. And, of course, I think you did Shrek last year. I've seen you do Oliver. You've done quite a few that I've seen. I think I've seen three of yours. I think those are the three. Yeah. Excellent, excellent productions.
Yeah, they really, really are. They really are high energy. He put so much detail into making sure the set is either authentic to the original versions, or we'll go after and find in the original costumes, the best quality sets, the production team involved, Tom Maurice, who does all the sound, such an incredible, he's got such a great eye for it all, and the people that do all the lights, and everyone that's involved, always the most incredible minds behind it. And it is as close to a professional production that you are going to get without it being maybe considered professional. As far as I look at it, the standard involved, the amount of time and effort that is put into it, and the talented minds that are behind it all, it is a professional production, and just without that official title, I suppose.
And how long has this been going? Is it a fairly recent thing, or has it been going for quite a few years?
Stage production has been going for a long, long time. I personally have only been part of stage productions for a couple of years. Last year I was away singing on a cruise ship, but the year before I did Rock of Ages with Stage Productions. That was my first time working with Stage Productions, and now back to do We Will Rock You. But Stage Productions has been going on for a very, very, very long time. I don't quite know how long, but and Jonathan at some point took over the company, but I don't know how long it's been going on, but it has been for a long time.
Yeah. And how do people get involved in it? Is it by audition, or can people come along and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if anybody wants to think about getting involved, follow them on the social media, because they're constantly posting about upcoming productions. They're constantly posting about when the auditions are. But yes, you have to apply, and then you go along an audition, and you can get cast as a role, or you just can be in the ensemble, which is equally as important. I'll always say that. The next upcoming production is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right, that sounds really good to know about and be able to see as well. Now, you said about the people who are in there, they're as near professional as they possibly can be. And what I've always said is, and I've seen quite a few of these type of productions, and there is a huge pool of talent, isn't there, out there that doesn't want to be or can't, just missed out on being professional themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people that, I mean, I am in and out of the industry. It's my career and to be a professional singer. So I know all about the industry. And yes, it's incredibly competitive. And the key to it is, I always say this, is about just being resilient and continuing. But yes, there are people who have maybe studied, gone to London and trained, tried to make it in the industry, purely down to personal reasons or anything. There's so many different factors involved. Maybe hasn't quite been able to give it the time that I believe is required to get there, because you see these people that come out of drama school and go straight into these productions, but that's one in a thousand, one in 10,000. It's very rare. It's about grinding, and you go abroad, maybe you go and work in some hotels, then you go and work on a cruise ship, and then maybe you do a UK tour, and you build it up slowly. But yeah, there is a huge amount of people who, of course, decide to go down different avenues, decide to teach, or decide to go into different areas of the industry, which is equally amazing and equally incredible careers doing other things. But yes, a lot of people don't quite get there.
Well, you've mentioned about cruise ships, and I've interviewed quite a number of people who have been on cruise ships, who've done the cruise ship route. Seems a fascinating way of earning a living, really. But you're a captive audience, aren't you? In a way, you are the captive audience because you're always there. Your audience is surrounding you all the time, all day long.
Yeah, it is. You are right. It is an interesting way of earning a living. It's an industry that is, in some cases, it's a lot about the entertainment. A lot of people go on these cruise ships because the entertainment on them is so high quality. And especially now with some of the larger cruise lines, they're actually putting licensed musicals on there. So Royal Caribbean, Norwegian cruise lines, they have We Will Rock You on board, or Mamma Mia, or there's a Saturday Night Fever. They have quite a lot of musicals on there, and people go on because the quality of the productions are so good, as well as, of course, the itinerary and going to see different parts of the world. But as far as performers going on there, yes, you know, we can go abroad, we can go and see lots of different parts of the world whilst getting paid, and because of the privileged position that we have on board as singers and dancers, we get to explore, we get to get off the ship and go and see these parts of the world and then come on board. You're constantly being in the spotlight, as you say, you're surrounded by the audience, you walk around the ship and you almost feel like a celebrity. And then when your time comes, you get on stage and you do your thing, and people really, really love it.
Yeah, I remember one person telling me that they were doing lifeboat drill one day, and he was on, obviously had to get on a lifeboat, and they weren't bothered about the lifeboat drill, just wanted his photograph to be autographed and selfies and whatever.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I hope you got blue eyes, because I've been told that your next gig is to do something with Frank Sinatra, is that right?
Yes, it's all happening around the same time. I am in the Big Top Arena a week today, which is almost halfway through the We Will Rock You run. We're having a 2-day break from We Will Rock You on Monday and Tuesday next week. And on the Tuesday of next week, I am performing my own swing show called Suited and Swinging, which incorporates a lot of Frank Sinatra, yeah.
That sounds a good night. It's amazing. I actually interviewed a former professional footballer who played Sammy, who's now playing Sammy Davis Jr. in a Rat Pack tour.
Oh, wow.
So you know, and he played for Manchester City, etc. And and he just happened to be at one of the places. Somebody said, "Oh, you've got quite a good voice."
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's how we got into it. So it's quite amazing. You stage productions is available for young and old, isn't it? You're looking for about young and old performers, because I know I've come across the one who sat on the moon, the young girl in Nativity, and I came across her at the Jill Clues show where my granddaughters are.
Ah, oh, fantastic, yes. Yes, there is a theatre school, there's a stage school there as well, and on a Saturday morning they have they actually have a group for toddlers all the way up to 16-year-olds, and they have youth theatre. They've just done, they did Nativity, which was all ages, but then they do put adult shows and junior shows and teen shows on, so We Will Rock You is just for adults 18 and older. But they've just done Newsies and Six at the Rep in Stoke, and that's aged, I believe, 13 to 16. But they do have productions happening of all ages, yes.
Yeah, sounds really good. So just to tidy everything up then, you're doing your one-man show next week in the middle of the week, but for the rest of the week you're doing We Will Rock You. You are dressing up as a bohemian. Yeah, so just give it one more plug then. Why should we go and see it?
Absolutely. We Will Rock You. We're opening on Saturday matinee. There is matinee performances both this Saturday and Sunday and the following Saturday and Sunday, and then throughout the week, every day, apart from Monday and Tuesday. So come along. It's high energy, incredible talent. And, of course, if you're into swing music, if you like Frank Sinatra, or if you just want a high energy good night at the theatre, I am performing my own show, Suited and Swinging, at the Big Top Arena on Tuesday night with a live 7-piece band, and it's going to be an absolutely epic night. So please feel free, go online to bigtoparena.com or go to the Stage Productions Instagram or the Stage Productions website. Tickets are available on all of those platforms, and get your tickets and come along.
And you sold it really well. It sounds though it's going to be another fantastic night from Stage Productions.
Yes, I agree. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Harry. Speak to you again.
No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.